Hewlett-Packard has fired Chief Executive Carly Fiorina. The Silicon Valley company says it's looking for new leadership to help it grow. Fiorina has been the public face of Hewlett-Packard since taking the CEO's job 6 years ago, and she's one of the nation's best-known businesswomen. She pushed hard for HP's merger with Compaq 3 years ago, but the combined company has struggled in the fiercely competitive high-tech industry. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Carly Fiorina is a relentlessly energetic saleswoman whose product for the last 6 years was supposed to be a new and improved Hewlett-Packard Corporation. She peddled that idea to sometimes skeptical investors and within the company itself, where she was the first outsider to occupy the top job. In 1999, when Fiorina took over, HP was seen as a fading flower of the Silicon Valley. HP Director Patricia Dunn told a conference call this morning Fiorina helped revitalize the company, but that now it's time to look ahead.
We're looking to accelerate the growth of the company, and we think that requires a lot of hands-on execution.
Dunn, who takes over from Fiorina as chairwoman, at least for now, says while this move seems sudden, the board's been discussing Fiorina's status for weeks. Analyst Ted Shadler of Forrester Research says the board was clearly dissatisfied with the pace of improvement at HP, especially the failure to turn bigger profits on the company's expanded computer business.
There was no revenue growth and no earnings growth in the enterprise business, no revenue and earnings growth in the PC business. And that was causing a big difference of opinion and clearly a problem between the board and Carly.
Fiorina's signature move to bolster profits was the controversial $19 billion acquisition of rival computer maker Compaq. Even though Chairwoman Dunn today praised Fiorina's handling of that deal, it's clearly fallen short of delivering the gains the CEO had promised. While HP's computer business is no longer losing money, it still doesn't add much to the company's bottom line. Instead, some three-quarters of HP's profits still come from the business the company dominated before the merger, selling printers and ink. One of the chief criticisms of the Compaq deal, leveled by founder son Walter Hewlett, among others, was that it saddled HP's printer business with a bigger but barely profitable PC line. Even now, some analysts argue the printer business would be worth more if spun off on its own. Fiorina always rejected that argument, insisting HP is more valuable as an intact portfolio of businesses. The board of directors appears to share that view, and interim CEO Bob Wehman says they're looking for a replacement for Fiorina who will agree.
The board believes in the strategy, and I think a candidate that had a radically different view of what the strategy is would probably not be chosen. So I think the board is saying, you know, they're not closed-minded about what the future strategy is, but rather are of an opinion that today's strategy is the right strategy.
Despite the board's denial, Merrill Lynch analyst Steve Milunovich said in a research note, the long-term probability of a breakup is higher now. Even without such a shift, he says better execution could boost profits. Wall Street welcomed the change, and HP's lagging stock gained about 7%. Fiorina, meanwhile, leaves Hewlett-Packard with a severance package worth $21 million. Scott Horsley, NPR News.